you're probably familiar with a barrel connector. Imagine it as a big square barrel connector. Your cable connects to one side of it, and then you get the connected cable to the other side of it. It goes in your line. So you do need two extra connectors, and you got to break your line. And and then right where it comes in the house, close to the outside, you generally run a nice, wire down to ground. Now, there's perfect. There's the right way to do it and everything like that. Number two, copper bar outside, driver rod, and all that stuff. But if you've got copper plumbing, you can get that thing connected to that. Again, you'll be better than most. But whatever you do, read up on it. There's a lot to learn about grounding. It can drive you insane. And there's a little bit of smoke and mirrors in it too. One'll say, oh, you got to do this and this and this, and others say you got to do that and that. The idea is to get things grounded so that lightning has a nice, easy path that isn't through your equipment. So you're not keeping the lightning away. You're just sending it someplace where it can do less damage. Anyhow, I do have to get a hold of Dakota, because I am coming up on a drop-off point that we have to coordinate on.